Welcome to this convocation for the Faculty of Music. I think you can hear the piper bringing in the students. This should not be too long a convocation because there's about 100 to graduate and walk across the stage. So when they come in, it might be a nice touch to give them a hand of applause. They'll be coming in this gateway just to your right in about half a minute. for the Piper. Also, more applause for Brian Sandon's quintet. Brian. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and it's my pleasure to introduce the Dean of Students, Professor Andre Kostopoulos, who has some important words about what I don't think is going to happen because we evaded it this morning. He moved to the left, he moved to the right, and the storms are all now in the eastern townships. But you need to know what might happen.
Yes, well, let's not tempt fate, shall we? So, let's give the warnings anyway. In the very unlikely event that we have to evacuate the tent, which has happened in the past, so take it seriously, there's an alarm system that will sound. The ushers will give you instructions. Stay calm. Leave the tent. You will be evacuated to places specified at the back of your program. If you look at the back of the program, there is an evacuation plan. You and your graduates will be evacuated to different places because you're in different sectors of the tent. You will be reunited as soon as humanly possible. Don't look for each other if we start to evacuate, because that will cause chaos. Leave, I don't know, in many convocations we have small children in strollers. Take the children, leave the strollers, not the other way around. And please have a very good and very safe convocation. En français, évidemment, si jamais on devait évacuer la tente, les instructions pour l'évacuation sont à l'arrière de votre programme. Lisez-les attentivement, s'il vous plaît, ça prend 30 secondes. Vous allez être évacué dans différents endroits selon le secteur de la tente où vous êtes. Ne cherchez pas les gens que vous connaissez, ne cherchez pas vos jeunes si jamais on évacue, parce que ça va créer du désordre. On va vous réunir aussitôt que possible. Donc, restez calme, suivez les instructions des placiers, tout va bien se passer. Merci beaucoup, passez une très belle convocation.
In about 3 or 4 minutes, the platform party will be coming down the main street, and they will enter, and I'll ask you at that point to stand up and give them a little bit of an applause. There's another piper that will be coming with them. For the graduates, the feature is to make sure that you please, 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 that's three times, that means think about it. Don't leave your lineup cards under your seat or in a pocket that you cannot retrieve, because you need one of them to give to the reader, which is the station on the far left, and the second one you will give down here, just off the stage, being very careful to take hold of the railings on this steep incline, and then you will receive your degree. If you get a PhD and you only are expecting a bachelor's degree, you have to think about this, I guess, a little bit. But the correct degree, if there is a mistake, will be repaired shortly. That's not really, almost never is a problem for anyone. But for the women in the audience, there is a mirror over here on the left-hand side, so if you're having a bad hair day, you can repair it. Gentlemen, don't worry about your hair. It may not be there after a few more years anyway, so that won't be an issue. And you would then take your lineup card, come up the stairs very carefully. One woman this morning actually lost one of her high-heeled shoes and almost fell down, so be very careful coming up onto the stage. And then once you receive deliver your lineup card to the reader will read your name and any appropriate honors or certainly whatever achievements you've had or the group that you are specifically in for your degree. You will come straight across the stage, and this will be explained by the provost. You will be tapped or capped, and the amusing thing that he says is lightly, without damage. But that will happen at the center of the stage, and then you just pass in front Congratulations by your dean will take place over here on your right-hand side, just adjacent to the camera. Your picture will be taken after you fixed up your hair. Just before you come up, you will be asked to stand on an X spot and then face the camera, get your picture taken. It'll be taken again here by this gentleman down here right in front of me, identifying himself, and probably with the dean, so you will have two pictures. So families, don't worry about crowding for pictures. If you really want to come up on the stage and reproduce the experience one way or another after everyone has gone out of the tent, or nearly everyone, please feel free to do that. That's not an issue. And then, of course, what will happen at the end of the ceremony, the national anthem will be sung by Winston Purdy, a gentleman that you should know from your music experience in the faculty. That will happen over on the left-hand side. And we will start the ceremony by the organization around the chancellor. The chancellor sits in the throne right in the middle of the stage, and he will come to the podium for the honorary degree. He'll come to the podium for teaching awards to have them announced appropriately. And then the ceremony will begin. There will be a speech by the chancellor, not too long, one by the principal, also not too long. So I think that's, unless I do a song and dance, or unless Andre and I do a song and dance, I think that's most of what you need to know. Are there any questions? We're not answering questions. You might be interested in the robes that we have. They actually originated in the Middle Ages and have evolved to the point where this is a McGill PhD that he has earned. And this is one from the University of North Carolina. And all the different colors represent the university is the robe, and the hoods are for the particular discipline. Mine is chemistry or science, and his is also, well, I don't know. He does so many different things, I'm not even sure. See? And he's modest about them.
I'm not sure what I do.
He's an excellent dean of students. This, I can tell you, he's maybe the best one that we've had in a long, long time. And it's not an easy chore to be dean of students, because issues come up. Students have tensions, problems. He navigates them into the proper venue so that they can be relieved of issues. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I guess I am mistaken. I've been listening for the piper to be coming down the main aisle. That piper, by the way, is Jeff McCarthy. And if you've ever gone to Ogilvy's around noon, he is the same piper that pipes out in front of Ogilvy's to induce people to come into Ogilvy's. I don't know how well that's worked out over the years, but I assume pretty well, because every noon he goes down there, and even during this period of convocation. Tomorrow we have two more convocations. Friday we have two more. Monday we have two more. Tuesday we have two more. And Wednesday we're out at the Mac campus. And that means two more out there. We used to have a tent on the Mac campus. This is turning into a lecture. When you give any academic a microphone and you expect 50 minutes of discourse, you don't need to take notes. It's okay. There will be no quiz that takes place whatsoever. The only thing I can think of that's happened with this mild delay, because usually we start exactly on time with a piper coming in within 30 seconds of 2 o'clock, but all I can think of is that maybe some senior official of the university has decided to join the platform party and they weren't accounted for. And so there's the familiar pipes that you hear. So when you see your friends, your students, your offspring, your relatives who are getting a degree today coming into the stadium, I like to think, because this holds about 3,000 people, although we're a little short of 3,000 right here, thank heavens. When they start to come in, you might give them some applause. I think they'd really appreciate it, just as the students appreciated what you did. In fact, one time I asked for applause, and the audience applauded for the entire time it took 400 students to be seated. I thought they had to be tired out of clapping, but they didn't. They were enthusiastic, and this is a great day. It's particularly a great day because the sun is shining and we were almost expecting big storms. So here they come, almost to the doorway, and they'll be here in just a moment. So out of the right side of your plane, you can take a glance to the right and notice how they're put together. There's only about 30 faculty members and dignitaries that will be coming onto the stage, and this will all take place in the next minute or two. So I'll leave you to expect them in the next 30 seconds. So thank you very much. Thank you, Professor Purdy. And good afternoon to graduating students, families, friends, and ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of McGill University, I'd like to welcome you to the 2015 convocation ceremony of the students graduating from the Schulich School of Music. This is a great day for you, our graduates. To each and every one of you, congratulations. Even more so, it's a momentous day for your parents, spouses, friends, supporters, and in many cases, it has been their sacrifice and encouragement that has led to your success that we're celebrating here today. There are some firsts happening. Many of you are receiving your first university degree, from this university at least, and this is my first spring convocation as your chancellor, and I'm deeply honored to be here in that role. And your presence in such numbers shows that your attachment to McGill, attachment that we hope and hope that you will hope to become a lifelong one of benefit to both you and the university. You will receive lots of praise for your hard work and accomplishment, and deservedly so. But you'll also be receiving lots of advice from multiple sources, from parents, relatives, friends, professors, and probably even from total strangers. And even though I told myself I wouldn't do it, I confess that I'm going to join this group and give you some advice. But rest easy, it'll be short, and in due course, you might even consider it to be good advice. When you leave, use the knowledge and skills you've acquired at McGill and try many things. Be bold. Chase after your dreams. Go down many paths. Above all, don't be afraid to seek knowledge and adventure, because in doing so, you will no doubt enjoy success. But you will also, from time to time, stumble and fall. You will make mistakes. It's inevitable. But as James Joyce once said, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Or put another way by Winston Churchill, all of us make mistakes, but only the wise learn from their mistakes. Le conseil que je me permets de vous donner, c'est de ne pas craindre l'échec, car bien que nous apprenions beaucoup par le succès, il y a davantage de leçons précieuses qui découlent de l'échec. It's what you learn from those experiences that go sideways and how you recover from them that will enrich your life's journey and help you grow as human beings. The author of the famous Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, had 12 of her first drafts rejected by the publishers. And she told a graduating class at Harvard, "You may never fail on the scale I did, but it's impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Successful people learn from their mistakes or failures and look forward. They don't look back. They don't brood. They learn and move on. So go out there and try many things. Focus on a few, but don't be afraid to fail. Because it's from those depths that you will learn how to savor the sweet taste of success. Good luck to you all in all of your endeavors.
Je demanderai maintenant à notre principale et vice-chancelière, la professeure Suzanne Fortier, de s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2015. Welcome to the graduating class of 2015. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, members of the board, our chancellors, governors, and principal emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipients, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. Félicitations. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask you to take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Today is a very special day for them as well. So, class of 2015, please stand up. All of you, please stand up. Look around and give a big round of applause for all the people who have supported you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Today is a day of celebration. Today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think you're going to miss McGill and you're going to miss going to classes. Now, maybe not just yet, but believe me, it will come. And I say this out of experience. You know, since I've arrived at McGill, I've had the great privilege and pleasure of attending many of the classes. I have found them wonderful. I found in each one of them that I just wanted to return. And in fact, there is one, my very favorite, that I've returned many, many, many times. And that's the Master Voice class of Professor Algieri in the Schulich School of Music. Now, one of the reasons why I've attended so often is because it is at the perfect time, Saturday night. And so, given my schedule, it's a good time for me. But even if I try to go as often as I can, there are times when it's not possible. And I have, in fact, missed the very last class of the term, and I'm really missing it and looking forward to next term. Now, Professor Algieri once said to me, he said, you know, you've been here so often. It's like you're one of the students. I said, no, that's not fair to the students. I just hear, I sit, I listen, I enjoy myself, I do absolutely no work. And also, I told them, believe me, you would not want me to sing. Now, he surprised me by what he said next. He said, can you breathe? Of course, I said, I can breathe. Well, then he said, if you can breathe, you can sing. Now, don't worry, I'm not about to burst into a song, but I do like that idea. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And looking at you on your graduating day and thinking of what you've accomplished, I know that you have a voice, and I think it is very important that you use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination. You have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others and share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help other people find their own voices. There are certainly many excellent role models with us today. Constance Patti and Robert Godin are honorary doctorate recipients, who we will have the privilege to hear from in a few minutes, are two wonderful examples. Our provost, Anthony Massey, is another one. As you may know, this is one of Professor Massey's final convocations as provost. Tony has brought a wealth of outstanding qualities to his nearly 10 years as provost at McGill. He's a distinguished scholar, a devoted teacher, and an inspired leader. He has left his mark on the learning environment at McGill, bringing to it both excellence and innovation. And he is a visionary with a keen sense of where McGill should be headed. And of course, there's also Dean Martin Crisworth. This is Professor Crisworth's last convocation as the Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies and Associate Provost Graduate Education. During his two terms as Dean, he has also made his voice heard. He has been a steadfast champion of graduate students, leading initiatives to enhance the quality of graduate supervision and increase opportunities for students to develop their professional skill, and this is just to highlight a few of his accomplishments. McGill is all the more rich for his excellence work. I'm very happy to use my voice today to sing the praise of Provost Massey and Dean Crisworth, who have devoted their talent and expertise tirelessly to make McGill a better university. Thank you, both of you, for your leadership and your vision. I hope that you can all enjoy a bit of time to celebrate and to relax before the next verse in your life. Mais si vos classes vous manquent et si votre alma mater vous manque, revenez chez vous le plus souvent possible. Les portes de McGill vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. And please keep in touch. We all look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations.
Thank you, Professor Frotzier. It's now my pleasure to call upon the Dean of the Schulich School of Music, Dean Sean Ferguson, to introduce our musical interlude. Dean Ferguson.
So now it's time for some music. One of our honorary doctorate recipients this afternoon is passionate about chamber music. Constance Patsy loves the string quartet so much that she founded the McGill International String Quartet Academy in 2010. To honor her commitment to music at McGill, we welcome three McGill alumni and a current music graduate student to play a selection by Franz Joseph Haydn. They're coming up. I'll let you know. Please welcome violinists Alexander Reed and Victor Funel-Blain, violist Marina Thibault, and cellist Chloe Dominguez. They will perform the opening movement of the string quartet in C major, Opus 20, number 2, by Haydn.
Thank you. That was wonderful. I now invite Professor Martin Kreisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, to present this year's winner of the David Thompson Award for Graduate Teaching and Supervision. Professor Kreisworth.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chancellor, colleagues, students, friends, and families. As my last official duty as Dean at McGill, it gives me great pleasure to present this award to Julie Cumming. Professor Julie Cumming, excellence in graduate teaching and supervision, is deeply rooted in her accomplishments as an engaged and cutting-edge researcher in medieval and Renaissance music. Those she teaches and supervises stress how much they appreciate her commitment to helping them develop their research ideas and the very special knack she has for knowing when to provide detailed guidance and also when to step back and challenge them to find their own way. She is truly invested in providing students with the guidance, tools, and opportunities they need to succeed. As an important complement to this individual training, Professor Cumming takes steps to develop scholarly communities in which her students learn from each other, have the opportunity to take on leadership roles, and realize their academic and personal potential. As one of her former students said, Julie Cumming embodies the ideal of collegiality and scholarly excellence, and I can only strive in my own career to continue to emulate her commitment to building the community of scholars and keeping my own door open. On that note, it is my great pleasure to present the David Thompson Award. And by the way, I should note that the David Thompson Award, there's only one of these a year. We have somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people supervising faculty members supervising graduate students. So Julie has won it for this year. It is my great pleasure to present this award to Julie Cumming.
I now ask Ms. Diana Farran, President of the Music Undergraduate Student Association, to present the next teaching award winner.
Madam Vice Chancellor, here at the Schulich School of Music, we show our appreciation for our teacher assistants by providing an award of recognition to someone who goes above and beyond their expected duties. This year, we are proud to present the award to Ms. Leah Batstone, a third-year PhD student in musicology. Leah has been a teaching assistant for 3 years and taught her first class as a graduate instructor this year. Her students say she is irresistibly enthusiastic about all subject matters and finds ways to relate the material to every student in her class. She always makes herself available by having extra office hours, and she answers emails late at night. She approaches teaching empathetically by becoming acquainted with her students on an individual basis. We would like to thank Ms. Batstone for her extra efforts by having you, Madam Vice Chancellor, present her with the Schulich School of Music Teaching Assistant Award.
Thank you. I now invite Professor David Brackett to present the next teaching award winner. Professor Brackett.
Madam Vice Chancellor. It's my pleasure today to present this teaching award to Mimi Haddon. I have known Mimi primarily as a graduate student, and I have worked closely with her as she recently completed her excellent dissertation. I did, however, have the opportunity to observe her teaching and confirm that she displayed many of the same fine qualities as a teacher that I had previously observed in her as a student. Mimi possesses a rare balance of high intellectual ability, clarity of expression, and personal humility, qualities that I am sure impressed her students as well and led to her receipt of this award. Her warmth, wit, and penetrating insight into the material she is presenting will serve her in good stead as she proceeds in what I am convinced will be a successful career. I am equally convinced that this award will be the first of many. Congratulations, Mimi. My colleague, Stéphane Lemelin, will present the next two awards.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is an honor to present to you Professor Denise Lupien. For the last 25 years, Professor Lupien has been a driving force in the string area in the Department of Performance. She has trained, mentored, encouraged, and inspired a whole generation of violinists, many of whom have gone on to exceptional careers in the music profession. Professor Lupien's students invariably praise her generosity, her intelligence, and her passion for teaching. Many of them chose to come to McGill because of Denise Lupien. When they arrived, they found themselves embraced into a nurturing relationship that goes beyond merely addressing playing-related issues, but extended to care for their whole well-being. Her colleagues are equally effusive in their recognition of her contributions, not only in teaching, but as a supportive, positive, and caring collegial presence in the Department of Performance. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is a privilege to present to you Professor Denise Lupien, winner of the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award in the part-time category. Madam Vice Chancellor, it gives me great pleasure to present to you Professor Rémy Bolduc. Professor Bolduc teaches jazz saxophone, composition, and arranging, and he is chair of his area in the Department of Performance. The depth of his knowledge, his generosity as an educator, and his tremendous ability to inspire have been praised by many students. Those students have said it best, and I will quote them. I have received education from amazing teachers in the past, but I've never met one who so constantly is working on improving community, whether it is during office hours or not. First, he's constantly available to answer any question, whether you are a student or not. Second, he's probably the most knowledgeable jazz musician in this country. The man knows it all. Third, and most importantly, he is the most generous musician I ever met. He doesn't view his position at McGill as a regular job, but uses his status to educate and to improve the lives of as many people as he possibly can. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Professor Rémy Bolduc, winner of the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award in the full-time category. My colleague, Christophe Neidhofer, will present the last teaching award. Christophe.
Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Stephen McAdams' teaching in the area of music perception and cognition has touched the lives of an enormous range of students. Professor McAdams approaches pedagogy from an intra- and interdisciplinary angle, bringing scientific empirical modes of inquiry into dialogue with research methods of a humanistic and artistic orientation. In his undergraduate course on music perception and cognition, he has taught the science of the musical mind to students from across the university. In his graduate seminar on cognitive dynamics of music listening, he has introduced a whole generation of students to the difficult issue of how we track sound sources and structures over time to build a sense of musical form. Professor McAdams directs his lab with limitless energy. Not only does he hold intensive, personalized biweekly meetings with each and every of the many students he supervises in the lab, he also directs students in the mentoring and supervision of each other. Students experience an incredible sense of community working under his guidance. They admire his patience and generosity, his deep respect for them, and the inspiration they take from seeing him immensely proud of their accomplishments. More than one advisee who has jointly published with Professor McAdams acknowledges that it is his moral and intellectual support that has landed them where they are today. Madam Vice Chancellor, I'm honored to present to you Professor Stephen McAdams, one of this year's winners of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Award in the full-time category.
I now invite Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to present Monsieur Robert Godin, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that it has been, that it is within the powers of this university to grant. Dean Ferguson.
Monsieur Chancelier, c'est avec grand plaisir que je vous présente M. Robert Godin, fondateur des Guitares Godin, l'un des plus importants manufacturiers des guitares au monde. Robert Godin est passionné de musique, de facture instrumentale et d'innovation. Surnommé luthier superstar par la presse, il est probablement le plus important contributeur au développement du design et de la manufacture de guitares acoustiques électrique dans les 40 dernières années. Musicians are anonymous about the amazing quality of Robert Godin's instruments, and several of his designs have been awarded prizes by leading magazines such as Guitar Player and Australian Guitarist. Crafting instruments under his own name since the 1980s, Robert Godin is unique in his desire to base his designs on cutting-edge research in science and technology, which has led him notably to collaborate with researchers at the Schulich School of Music's Center for Interdisciplinary Research in Music, Media, and Technology. With its headquarters in Montreal, Godin guitars are completely manufactured in North America, most of them using wood from Canada. In addition to its namesake brand, other labels manufactured by Godin guitars include Seagull, Simon & Patrick, Normand, La Patrie, and Art et Lutherie. And guitars are not all he makes. He has also developed novel instruments that have seen considerable success, including the Multiac guitar, the Multi-Oud, and the Merlin. The list of artists who choose to perform on Godin instruments reads like a musical who's who, including Leonard Cohen, Wynn Butler, John McLaughlin, and among many, many others. Pour résumer, les contributions techniques, économiques et culturelles de Robert Godin au Québec, au Canada et en Amérique du Nord vont au-delà de toute mesure. Celles-ci serviront d'inspiration à une nouvelle génération d'étudiants qui seront à leur tour les musiciens et les entrepreneurs de demain. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente Monsieur Robert Godin pour que vous lui conferiez le grade Docteur S. Music Honoris Causa.
Thank you. I now invite Professor Suzanne Fortier, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to present Ms. Constance Pathy, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Madame la Principale.
Constance Pathy once said, "It's very important for me to live in a city where there is an orchestra, an opera company, a ballet company, and chamber music." For more than 40 years, she has quietly helped transform Montreal into just such a vibrant city. Constance graduated with a degree in international law from Leiden University in her native Netherlands, then moved to Montreal to pursue a different passion, music. Here at McGill, she earned performance degrees in cello and viola da gamba. It was while performing with ensembles such as the Quatuor Montmorency and Le Consort Royal that Constance, to use her own word, drifted into the backstage world of arts organizations. The Orchestre des Jeunes du Québec, the McGill Chamber Orchestra, Early Music America, the Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal, the Canadian Music Competition, the Ladies Morning Musical Club, Brome Beaux-Arts. It is difficult to single out any one organization that has been shaped by Constance Pathy's drive and by her humble and generous spirit. But perhaps her name is most closely associated with Les Grands Ballets Canadiens. She joined the ballet's board in 1978 and has served as the organization's president for the past 26 years. She has been instrumental in helping Les Grands Ballets develop both artistically and organizationally, establishing both artistic directorship and an endowment fund. L'Université McGill est également demeurée au cœur de la vie bien remplie de Constance Pathy. Elle siège au conseil consultatif de l'École de musique Schulich depuis 1991. Elle a fondé l'Académie internationale de quatuor à cordes de McGill, qui réunit chaque année au mois d'août, à Montréal, certains des meilleurs quatuors à cordes professionnels et musiciens de la relève et continue de lui apporter un soutien généreux et indéfectible. In explaining the importance of the performing arts, Constance has said simply, "One cannot live on bread alone." To her generosity, her vision, and her passion, Constance Pathy has deeply nourished Montrealers and Canadians. It is with great pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Constance Pathy, McGill's University highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Music Honoris Causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Constance Pathy to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Pathy.
Chancellor Meehan, Principal Fortier, Dean Ferguson, graduates and guests, I am very touched to have this Doctorate of Music Honoris Causa conferred upon me today. I feel truly humble in such august company, but also very proud to be deemed worthy. Thank you very, very much for this great honor. Allow me to say a few words about how I got here. You have just heard some flattering remarks about me, but that wasn't always the case. My relationship with McGill dates from 1964. As a mature student, I wanted to enter the licentiate program. I had been studying privately with Walter Joachim, and I thought if I had to take exams, I might work a little harder. Dean Helmut Blume was most encouraging, and obviously the standards at that time were a lot lower than they are today. It took me 6 years to get my diploma. I practiced 7 hours a day. Mr. Joachim was extremely positive and told me each time to go home and practice some more. When Mr. Joachim left McGill and Michael Kilburn took over, he made me practice only scales and arpeggios for the whole year. Although never said out loud, the message was clear. Forget the cello. You'll never amount to anything. Just go home and make babies. Just go home, do something else. And then, a few years after graduation, I did this all over again. Another 6 years for a licentiate in viola da gamba. A glutton for punishment, wouldn't you say? By the way, I did make a few babies en passant. So now I have 2 diplomas from McGill. It was hard work. I persevered against all odds. I learned a lot and performed publicly in a modest way, achieving much more than I ever thought possible. And that, new graduates, is what you have received. A degree from McGill, the finest school in Canada, recognized as such worldwide with a truly international reputation. This is an enormous achievement. Bravo! My heartfelt congratulations. And I hope that you won't rest on your laurels, but go on to achieve much more than you ever thought possible. Whatever your final field of endeavor, this degree is the basis for your whole life, a significant starting point of your career, your working life, possibly continuing studies. You can be proud of your record at McGill. The years you have spent here have given you skills that will stand you in good stead all your life. You have acquired knowledge, academic and practical. You have to put my pages in the right order. You have matured in the university environment. Hopefully, you have striven for excellence. And excellence should always be your goal. This will provide you with enormous satisfaction, knowing that you have given it your all in success, but also in failure. Life is a continuing challenge, and unfortunately, you will not always succeed. With success, you will be stimulated to develop a larger vision. In failure, you will learn from the experience and move on. As Winston Churchill once said, success is not final, and failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Obviously, I didn't become a second Yo-Yo Ma, But when the opportunity arose, I started the chamber music series in the country where I played an active role. And to further the art form, I founded the McGill International String Quartet Academy, MISCA, a few years ago. So you too, dream big, be bold, dare. Innovation comes with risk. Be a risk taker. Lead where others possibly fear to tread. Recognize when opportunity knocks on your door. Grasp the brass ring. Do not accept the status quo, the mediocre. Reevaluate the traditional. Be a leader in your chosen field. Be the spark that triggers new ways of thinking. And don't let yourselves be told that something is not possible. Let your vision lead you, persevere, and go for it. I strongly believe in the transformative power of the arts, and by opting for a career in music, you are living proof that you do too. Canada, however, is a young country, and the importance of arts and culture is not adequately recognized across the board. Yet the arts are intrinsically linked to the human experience. They enrich the soul, stimulate the mind, nourish the spirit, provide a broader meaning to our lives. Focusing on paying the rent and putting food on the table, necessary though that may be, is not enough. We need the spiritual depth that the arts can provide. A more profound humanity. And you, through your leadership, can make a difference, building awareness and appreciation, educating by example to the benefit of future generations. In these few minutes, I have tried to fire you up, in case you hadn't noticed. I wish you all the success you deserve. Enjoy your summer and get going. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pathy, for those inspiring, or should I say fiery, words. I think you achieved your objective. I'd now like to ask Dean Ferguson to return to the podium to make yet another very special presentation. Dean Ferguson.
Thank you, Dr. Pathy. Earlier in the day, we heard music in honor of Dr. Pathy. Now we have something honoring Dr. Robert Godin. Earlier in the day, the principal was talking about your voice, and if you have the wonderful phrase, if you have a breath, you have a voice, and she gave us the advice to use our voice, and you the advice to use your voice. And I was thinking about Robert Godin, and I was thinking about his voice and how the instruments that he's designed and built over the years are one aspect of his own personal voice as an entrepreneur, as an artist, as a cultural force. And I was thinking that your voice is heard all over the world every day being performed by the top artists in the world, and how amazing this must be. And today we are going to hear two of your instruments played in some jazz. So McGill instructor and alum Kenny Bebase will play on his own personal 2006 A6 series Godin. And Kenny is joined by Sam Kermeyer, currently in the Bachelor of Music Jazz program. And Sam will play on a Montreal premiere owned by Professor Marcella Wanderley. So Kenny and Sam will play the jazz standard. I think it's an inappropriate title. It's I'll Remember April, but obviously we're May, by Jean DePaul, and this is for you, Dr. Godin.
And now we'll get to the main reason we're all here, the conferral of degrees. I invite the Provost, Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study from the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, and get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be very pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The dean of the school will also greet students and take a photo with them while they are still on stage. The parchment itself will be given to each student after she or he leaves the stage. During this convocation week, you may have seen some students wearing red or white scarves. Self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a university degree, and the white scarf for those getting a diploma or a certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person and marking an amazing or a special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live, and the turtle symbolizes inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Julie Cumming to introduce the graduates and Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to congratulate all graduating students. We begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduates. Congratulations, class of 2015. Félicitations.
Schulich School of Music, for the degree of Doctor of Music in Performance Studies, Marek Kazimierz Krowicki. Thomas Poussant. Gabriel Andrew Rocha. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Music, Elliot Stephen Britton. Daniel Donnelly. Andrew Noah Hankinson. Jane Daphne Hatter. Sven Amin Lemke, Governor General's Gold Medal and McGill Alumni Association Graduate Award. Carolina Brum Medeiros. Aaron Parks. Anthony Eng Seng Tan. For the degree of Master of Arts in Music Education, Adam Emil Rousseau Dodrich. For the degree of Master of Music in Composition, Dominique Lafortune. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Conducting, Brian Edward Rice. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Early Music, Joshua Colucci. Ryan Maxwell Gallagher. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Jazz, François Xavier Paquin. Jonathan Nicholas Resney. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance, Opera and Voice, Sarah Helena Casey. Gianna Corbisiero. Kelsey Downer. Kateri Gormley. Stephanie Margaret F. Calais. Samantha Marianne Pickett. Russell Morris Wusenberg. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance, Orchestral Instruments and Guitar, Sailgina Choi. Catherine Elizabeth Dennis. Casey Granofsky. Caitlin Rose King. Austin Jessica Lamarche. Lise Marie Riberdi. Beth Leora Silver. Elizabeth Tracy Jean Skinner. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Piano, John Kofi Antwi Dapa. Svetlana Tulieva. For the degree of Master of Music in Sound Recording, John Michael Ardagh. Alejandro Aspinwall. Philippe Pierre Janson. Pavel Piotr Leskiewicz. Elizabeth Marston. Jordan Strum. Fei Yu. For the graduate diploma in professional performance, Vera Julia Marait. For the artist diploma, Elise Charlebois. Michaela Dickey. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Composition, Pierre-Yves Aumont. Virginia de Vasconcelos Gilbertus. Wait. And she has distinction and outstanding achievement in music composition. Muriel Lemay. Philippe McNabb-Séguin, outstanding achievement in music composition and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Faculty Program in Music, Keegan Robert Boulineau. Joseph Victor Clark. Victor DeConnick. Christopher Timothy Middleton. Sarah Catherine Moore. Fritz Anthony Pajot. Pascal Pichet. Robert James Stefaniuk. Robin Eric Warner. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music Education, Rebecca Wilona Lee Tmanatya. Outstanding achievement. Listen to this, guys. Outstanding achievement in music education, Dean's Honor List, and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. And Gwyneth Sloan Epstein, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Ioana Paraskevi Papamihalakis, outstanding achievement in clarinet, outstanding achievement in music education, and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. David Peretz La Rochelle, distinction, outstanding achievement in music education, and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music History, Sadie Caroline Menikanen,
Bernard Shapiro Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Music History, and Dean's Honor List. McLeod Allen Truesdale. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music Theory, Maximilian Francesco Scheba. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Will Owen Bennett, Outstanding Achievement in Percussion. Duncan Campbell. Scott Stephen Chancey, Outstanding Achievement in Viola. Vaughn James Cook. Oliver Stewart Cowley. Naomi Anne Dumas, Outstanding Achievement in Violin and Dean's Honor List. Jeremy Dick. Diana Mary Elizabeth Farnand. Nicholas Clark Fry, Distinction. Lindsay Jane Gallego. Rebecca Gans, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Viola. Marie Alexandra Haynes. Elliot James Harrison. Alita Kennedy Lecuyer, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Bassoon. Kyung Hyun Kim, Distinction. Andrea Loach, Distinction. Maximilian Maurizio Cardigli. Mecca Mireille Menard. Eun J. Park. Clayton Orion Rago. Genevieve Michelle Salamone. Nora Dominique Simard Saint-Cyr, Distinction. Caleb James Smith. Meng Ching Sun, Outstanding Achievement in Clarinet. Alexandru Daniel Chage. Emilie Vigneroy. Karen Kian Yu. Timothy Young, Outstanding Achievement in Clarinet. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Early Music, David Coral Henkelman, outstanding achievement in harpsichord, Salsinger Tanny Gold Medal in Music Performance, and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Jazz, James Alexander Clark. Evan Alastair Crofton. Etienne Gobet Connolly, Distinction. Eric Brendan Haynes, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Piano and Dean's Honor List. Timothy Percy Hirtz. Milo Walker Johnson. Evan McDonald. Benjamin Nelson Miller, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Piano. Julian Myers Trivers. Christopher Douglas Vincent, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Trombone. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Violin, Gina Choi. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Voice, Rose Antoinette Bellino. Daniel Richard Bevan Baker, Outstanding Achievement in Voice. Eric William Biar Goebel. Didier Blach Lafleche. Alexander Gordon Cappellazzo. Joël Desjardins, Dean's Honor List. Farshad Eshki Sanati. Anna Caroline McDonald. Igor Mostovoy. Charlotte Olivia Stewart Juby. Samuel Legowski Strickland. For the licentiate in music, Ingrid Hollerbach.
Thank you, Professor Cumming. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you, with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations to one and all. I would ask you all to please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace and share the gifts of learning that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et où nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les aurons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will lead us in the singing of O Canada.
Again, I go with your childish bullshit.